Amen. We have so much to be thankful for, don't we? Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you so much this morning that we can gather in your house to worship you. We ask your blessings upon each one who has come today. We pray for those who are unable to come because of sickness or some other problem, and we ask you to meet their needs today. We thank you, Lord, for this Mother's Day when we remember us in a special way, the mothers and all that they mean to each one of us. We just praise you and thank you for your grace and your love and your mercy to us and all that we have through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Be with us today, we pray, as we worship you together. May we truly honor and magnify your holy name in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. For our scripture reading, we're looking at Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31. Beginning at verse 1. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son? And what the son of my womb? And what the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink to him that is ready to perish, and wine to those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She rises also while it's yet night and gives meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands she plants a vineyard. She girds her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good. Her candle goes not out by night. She lays her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. She stretched out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The Lord bless his word to our hearts. Let's have a word of prayer together. Our Father, We praise you and thank you, Lord, for your grace and love to us. And we thank you for your word and the way in which you speak to us throughout your word. We pray, Lord, that this portion today might be an encouragement and a strengthening, especially to the ladies, but to everyone, as we think of those who are seeking to do your will and walk in righteousness and truth. We just pray that you'll bless and help each and every one. We do pray for those that are having difficulties today. We pray for Steve as he's recovering from this fall. Pray that everything will work out for him. We pray also for Tom Nichols today and ask you to be with him and strengthen him and restore him to good health. We pray also for Bob Kirkner, that you'll be with him and meet his needs and have your own precious way in him, with him and his family. And we pray for others too that are still staying at home. We ask you, Lord, to work in their hearts and enable them to come and to have fellowship with us. Lord, we just praise you for all that we have in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that we have to live in a land that is free, and we pray that you'll continue to give us that freedom. May we continue to look to you and find the help and strength that we need for each and every day. We do pray, our Father, for our missionaries today. We thank you for them and for their faithfulness to you. We ask your blessings upon the Owens family, especially as we've read their letter this morning, and thank you for those who are working with them and seeking to spread the gospel. These men that are working in other cities, and pray that Joe might be able to go and help them and instruct them and teach them and show them the truth of the Word of God, and that they might not have discord, but that they might be united together in one accord, looking to you for the answers. Dear Father, we pray your blessings upon the message today, that we might truly learn something that would be helpful to us, or be encouraged, be strengthened. And we do pray for each and every one of us today. You know our hearts. You know, Lord, if our faith is truly in you. You know, Lord, who we are and all about our problems and difficulties. And we just ask you to give us that faith and trust and confidence to seek your face and do your will. Thank you. Thank you for all your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay.